On to number six, Nate and Morgan.
All right, thank all of you. I'll move on to maintenance level now. Thank you. So again, maintenance level tends to only be for areas where costs are increasing in ways that we tend not to control. So the example I often use is we have to send out 100 letters every year, and the price of stamps goes up. We ask for the difference in funding, basically. We have a long list of maintenance level items, and most of these I think were presented earlier to the commission with a couple of exceptions, and so I'll take a little bit of time to dive into those. But most of the list that was presented earlier were items like leases of some of our facilities, or where utility rates had gone up at a hatchery, kind of general technical cost increases like that. However, a few of these are sort of the results of us getting the carry forward level information now for next biennium and some technical adjustments that we want to do. So I'll walk through those in here a little bit. So the first two, I wanted to call out partially because I think that they are areas where we might be sensitive or we might be worried about them. And so I want to call out the Hilton piece and this Columbia River Salmon and Steelhead correction. Neither of these are cost increases, and neither of them are attempts to change policy. What we're trying to do is basically match the correct funding levels for the basic.
Morgan, I'm having a hard time hearing you, and this is important to me, this particular subject.
Absolutely. How's this? Is this a little bit better right here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll try and stay choked up on it a little bit here. Thank you for the note here. So this pilt charge, and I know that this is near and dear to a lot of folks' hearts. This is not a cost increase. This is a technical adjustment to just make sure that we have the funding that we basically already thought that we had in this case. And the same is true of the Columbia River Salmon and Steelhead correction. What we found with these is that these in the sort of outlook and conference budget booked correctly, according to us at least, in the conference budget. But then when carry forward level conversation between OFM and the legislature occurred, they were reduced in funding level. So for example, in PILT capacity, when it was over at the treasurer's office, this in this current biennium, was $4 million. And that was a result that we had previously run maintenance level packages as the cost had increased to make sure that funding was at that level. However, that funding and our requirement to pay it will sort of, it'll come back to us. And in the carry forward level, what they booked is they booked our lower $3.2 million amount. So we're doing a maintenance level request just basically to bring it up to the level that it already is. We're not trying to change the level of PILT payments or pay any more or less or anything like that. We just want to make sure that we have funding to be able to pay what's already in statute. Sort of a similar situation occurred here with the Columbia River Salmon and Steelhead correction. This is an area where we know what our ultimate need is. It's $1.5 million a fiscal year for this decision package for next biennium. And we even saw that pass in the conference budget and in some of our detail. However, legislative budget staff are pointing out that past decisions can't encumber future legislatures. And so they're asking us to put the difference into a maintenance level request so that we can get the funding that maybe we thought we already had in place as a result of the 2020 supplemental. So these two are tricky and sensitive, I know that, but ultimately they're sort of technical adjustments to try to bring our funding up to the correct level.
Morgan, if I may, Commissioner McIsaac has his hand up.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to make sure I have an understanding of the word correction, Columbia River Salmon and Steelhead correction. So is this the Columbia River Salmon and Steelhead endorsement license money that went away and the legislature reinstated amount that had been garnered up on average or something by that license thing when the license part of it went away. Is that what correction means here, is getting back to where we were on the Columbia River salmon and steelhead endorsement, or is it unassociated with that that matter?
You have that correct. We received funding in the 2020 supplemental. And unfortunately, as a result of this technical exercise that occurs, you know, in May or June after the budget is finally signed, that funding level dropped to a level that we don't think is the correct amount. So what we're asking is, will you please get back at the level that we were fighting for in the 2020 supplemental? And we perceive that it should be a fairly easy technical correction to get $1.5 million per fiscal year, which is the sort of traditional amount that was associated with the Columbia River Salmon and Steelhead endorsement. It's those same activities. We're trying to keep funding present for those.
Got it. Yeah.
I believe Commissioner Graybill also has a question.
Yes, Morgan, thank you. I know that there's been efforts, and I believe they're ongoing, to move the PILT payments to the treasurer's office and out of our budget, but do we need to maintain this until that actually happens? Is that the point of this? And so potentially that responsibility will be transferred.
That's correct.
All right, thank you.
And Tom McBride will talk to you about the legislation, I believe, later. But if that didn't pass, we'd want to make sure that we have the correct level of funding so that we were able to make those payments. And so we need this technical adjustment to increase from our very old 17-19 levels and get us to the place where we need to be for 21-23. So, yeah, I think you have it exactly. Thank you.
Thank you, Morgan.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to move on with this stuff. Thank you, commissioners. Okay, I've got another area that I think looks scary and sensitive, and that I want to kind of draw out a little bit. So the good news is our bill 6072 passed, and this takes our state wildlife account and it splits it into two pieces. And I kind of think of those as our restricted side and our non-restricted side, like the Fish and Wildlife account and the Fish and Wildlife and Conservation account. And so now what we need to do is, when we're establishing the new account, we need to make sure that the expenditure authority levels are correct. And what we received in carry forward level is actually too high in one case and non-existent in another case. So I've got a table here that'll show the adjustment that we want. So what I have to remind folks here is that this is expenditure authority, not revenue. The amount of revenue that we have coming in from license sales, Discover Pass, you know, this is a separate situation from that. What we're asking is to make sure that the allowance that we spend for the 21-23 biennium is set up to the right level. Expenditure authority, after vetoes and the enactment of a 1921 budget, was $115 million. We don't need quite that level. We're trading out some for general fund state here at the beginning of 21-23, but we do need the right levels to be set for our two new accounts here. Right now, currently in carry forward level, we have $87 million in the limited fish and wildlife account. That's too much. We don't have that much revenue coming in. We don't need it there. So we're actually asking to reduce our expenditure authority by $51 million, which I think is scary, but all we're doing is trying to set allowances to the correct level. For our Fish and Wildlife Conservation account, this one's brand new. It just got created, and so there wasn't really anything in there for it. So what we're asking is to set it at about $72 million. The net effect of this package is a $20 million change in expenditure authority. But ultimately, it's sort of a net wash for how our accounts are currently right now. We have plenty of expenditure authority now, and we're just trying to get these set to the correct level. It doesn't really change our revenue or any of the other productions. It's sort of a bill of money or a technical fix just to make sure that we can have the ability to spend revenue that we currently have coming in. And I'd love questions on this point. I'll pause for a moment. Mm-hmm. All right, let me continue. Finally, I have one more area where we're going to talk about expenditure authority. And what we're interested in doing here is tidying up a little bit our federal and local expenditure authority. This is money that comes to us from a variety of federal agencies or on the local side from PUDs and other areas. And we simply have a higher allowance than we really are going to have money for yet. So we think it's tidier and the right message to send where we are reducing this expenditure authority, because we don't want to present the attitude that, oh, don't worry, we've got high levels of federal and local funding coming in, and that should be used as a substitute for a general fund state or state wildlife account or anything like that. So we're going to reduce by $5 or $6 million both the federal and private local expenditure authority. If we had a windfall of a large federal or local request come in, we could do a decision package for that and have that raised back again, or even outside of session, we might ask for something called an unanticipated receipt. So I think the risk to lowering this is low, and I think it sends the correct message about our levels of funding that we can anticipate. At this point, we can pause for questions and motions.
Commissioner Thorburn, you have your hand up.
Thank you. Thanks, Morgan. Both you and Nate do a great job on this. I think that's why you're not getting questions. But I do have a question about that last reduction of expenditure authority with the local and federal revenue. Does that give us any credit toward these requested reductions?
Commissioner,
you're muted. Yeah,
Thorburn, I can probably try to answer that. Unfortunately, it does not. This is just we have essentially too much permission from the legislature. We've got permission to spend money that we're actually not bringing in, and so it's just reducing that expenditure authority to be more in line with the actual contract levels that we do bring in from federal agencies or other local entities.
Thanks. That's what I suspected. I think it's an important exercise because it does tell our appropriators, hey, you know, great that you're telling us to spend this money, but we don't have it. And, you know, we've seen that budget after budget. So I really support being that clear about it and just want to make that point.
Yeah, thanks, Commissioner Thorburn. I think it really does help with the transparency about what's really going on in our budget to have that level be more accurate and aligned with the incoming revenue. I think the other thing I just want to mention as part of this maintenance level package is while the net changes between the two new state wildlife accounts, federal and local, net change of all that expenditure authority is about $11 million. There are some, you know, tens of millions of dollars shifts that are going between those different accounts. So not wanting to cause alarm, but I do anticipate when folks see the governor's budget come out in December, for instance, if this moves forward and folks see, wow, the department's getting $70 million in this account. No, that's just shifting the existing expenditure authority and moving it into two new accounts. It's not like a big windfall that's happened to the department.
Chair Carpenter.
Okay, this is Vice Chair Baker. I believe that Chair Carpenter has stepped off the call for now for a few minutes. So since I'm interested in this as well, we're going to ask Nikki to check the raised hands. But for now, go ahead, Kim.
Well, if there are no further raised hands, I'm prepared to make the motion.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from commissioners before we take a vote on this issue?
I don't see any.
Hearing none, go ahead, Commissioner Thorburn.
I move to approve the 2021-20-23 operating budget maintenance level request as presented by staff. Allowance for minor adjustments as staff prepare final documents for submittal to the governor's office.
Smith will second.
Been moved and seconded that we approve item 6 on today's agenda, which is the 21-23 operating budget request maintenance level. Last call for any further discussion. Hearing none, all in favor vote. Signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay, item 6 is